for the child. One of those investments should be ensuring all children and young people have access to comprehensive sexuality education. CSE promotes gender equality and social inclusion and contributes to reducing discrimination, violence, and health inequities, all of which hinder development. When we implemented CSE in a basic school in Ghana, we realized that by engaging teachers in nonviolent ways of disciplining pupils in the schools, not only did the social and gender relations between teachers and pupils improve by increasing respect for the rights of others, the gender relations and nonviolence among school pupils had also improved considerably. The long-term societal benefits of investing in CSE are clear, from reducing rates of early pregnancy to preventing gender-based violence. CSE helps create the conditions for sustainable development. Ensuring universal access to CSE is an investment in a future where all young people can contribute meaningfully to their communities. Driving social and economic progress, we, the Planned Parenthood Association of Ghana, together with the International Planned Parenthood Federation, urge states to prioritize and institutionalize CSE as part of their development strategies, recognizing it is a key driver for healthier, more equitable, and sustainable societies. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Helsinki Foundation for Human Rights. As I understand, the speaker